Hi, Stitchers. Welcome to Needles and Nuances, a podcast where we unravel the grand millennial life and obsess over all things needlepoint. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Lillian, and we're your hosts, two washed up sorority girls turned wives and working moms with a shared love of stitching and the finer things in life. Whether you're a seasoned stitcher or just starting out, we're here to build a community for all levels and lifestyles, and of course, spread the joy of stitching.
So grab your whip and join us as we share our unfiltered thoughts on work, motherhood, and our unhinged pipe dream of quitting our corporate jobs to become full-time needlepointers. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Needles and Nuances.
It's been a couple weeks, but not as long as...
No, I'm not even going to say sorry this time.
We are who we are. I know we have a few things we want to talk about today, but first I have a confession, and it's that I have been in such a stitching rut lately, and I really need to like get back to it. I feel like I barely stitched in the past like 3+ weeks, and I feel sad, but I'm also kind of like, I can't do it.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, it's like, you don't want to feel pressured to do it. So that's, you know, you don't want to feel pressured. So, you know,
right,
stitch when you want to.
Right. Like
reading when you want to. I'm in such a reading rut right now. I haven't read a book in like all year. I hope my book club isn't listening to this.
I mean, they know you don't read the books, so.
If it's between reading and stitching, I'm going to be stitching.
Maybe I just need to find a new audiobook and listen to that, and that will help me stitch. I had my work trip to Boston, and I had no time to stitch while I was traveling. And even like on my flights, I was so tired that I was just like sleeping instead of stitching. And since I've been back, it's been so crazy. And like, in all my free time, I'm like, I kind of just want to sit and like stare at the TV. And like, but then I'm like, oh, I have these things I need to finish before the end of the year. My daughter's and my husband's ornaments are both still not finished. And I need
like
to finish
stitched,
them.
Or they're like, they're not finished.
Stitched. Because I was like, crap, I was stitching too much for myself. I need to finish these. They're close. They're very close.
So you're stitching the Darth Vader. Is that right for Scott?
Yes,
or was
so
that
I
last
have
year?
The Darth Vader. It's almost done. It's like,
super
it's so close.
Oh my gosh, that's fun.
And then I have the Elsa for my daughter. I'm just on the back right now, except I ordered some snowflake beads from Etsy. They'll be here in a few days to try and make these snowflakes like 3D. Other than that, I just have the background on her. So it's almost done. And I actually though, and I ordered some cute frozen background fabric from Etsy too. That's coming.
Oh, cute.
But when I was working on, I had my Cricut out a few weeks ago, cutting cookies for like my big stack of things to be finished, cutting the mat board. And I did cut the mat board for these. So now I feel
good.
I'm like part of the way there. Like once they're stitched, I can immediately start finishing them, because I don't have to cut the mat board and do that piece.
So speaking of self-finishing, as we've talked about, I am back on the self-finishing train just because I need to be. And I was talking to, I took a odd shaped ornament finishing class at Forest Acres Needlepoint. And I was talking to Amy about it and talking about how I'm going to try to start stitch or finishing again. And she was like, well, what like turns you off about it? And I was like, it's just so time consuming. And then by the end of the process of stitching on the cording, I am so done with it that I don't care about the little problems. And so she suggested, so like you're doing, like cut the cookies one day, do the cording another day. So you're not necessarily starting and finishing a complete ornament in one day, but you're doing like the process that can be spread out. So it's not so incredibly draining. Like it is, I'm so drained by the end of one ornament that I'm just so over it. And I don't care about the little mistakes that could be fixed.
Yeah.
And then later I'm like, oh, gosh, look how much canvas is showing, or that cording could have been tighter, but I was so sick of it that I wanted to finish. So
yes, that is, I was just grabbing my stack. That's kind of how I've been approaching it.
Yeah.
So I have all my cookies cut, my mat board cut. I have all my batting cut, and I have all of my fabric cut. So now I just need to start the process of like assembling.
Yeah.
This pile is so large and embarrassing. But like everything is ready. I just need to pick cording colors and then like assemble. So I think maybe one day, yes, I will like just sew all the front or do all the front, lace all the front cookies, and then I'll do the back cookies. And that does make it feel more manageable.
Like you're not like drowning in like finishing. I don't know, but she, that was a good suggestion. And she's such a, her finishing is so beautiful and so meticulous and just great. So I'm going to take a page out of her book and give that a shot, because I have the Stitch It Angels, the Wizard of Oz set that I stitched and finished. They're
so cute.
So cute. I'm obsessed. I will admit it. I'm completely obsessed. I mean, I think Glinda, the Good Witch, Dorothy, all the girls, of course, are my favorites.
Right.
But I mean, look how precious, look how sparkly the Wicked Witch of the West is. And then I did beads on Glinda's dress. Dorothy's little ruby red slippers are beaded. Oh my gosh, it's so cute.
I am not super into the Stitch It Angels, admittedly. Don't come for
me. I'm not either.
They're just like not my vibe. But when I saw you posting these Wizard of Oz ones, I was like, this could turn me. Like, that's so cute.
That's what happened. And then I have the Tin Man. He's got his little beaded heart. And then the Cowardly Lion has, this is my first time I ever did a bow. I was really proud of how it turned out.
That's so cute.
And then the Scarecrow has shiny straw. So really excited. And then I ended up buying from Spoonflower this Yellow Brick Road fabric. So I'm going to try to finish these. Well, I'm going to. I mean, that's just, no. I mean, try to finish them looking good. And then, so I got this for everybody.
Are they going to be ornaments or little stand-ups?
They're going to be ornaments. Oh my gosh. They're going to be ornaments. At first I thought of making a little garland, and then I talked to my mom and she was like, I think you might get sick of that after a while. So they're going to be little ornaments, and I have actually a really cute basket. So I'm going to put it in my daughter's room just like for her.
Well, you could do like sometimes use it as a garland if you just like thread the ornaments on something like during the fall as like decor or even in a room, because then you could just take them down, use them like you would hang them on a tree, just hang them on.
Yeah, I would get something. Like actual ribbon or something and not
and just like hang it and not like not have them forever in the garland. Just,
right. Like, they wouldn't be like
you could do
stitched onto the garland. Yeah, something like that. But for now, they're going to be just like put in a little basket in her room. So I'm excited.
So cute.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was like, you did them so fast.
They're 13 mesh. It's like nothing. But I also did like just basket weave and nothing, like no fancy stitches. And I just did, you know, a few of those beads. So it was,
that's
13 meshes. And that, I'm telling you, that lunch hour stitch thing that I got going on at work is the best.
That's smart.
So, yeah. But I'm excited. I mean, they're oddly shaped, so that's going to be interesting. But actually, Lita at Nashville Needlepoint, I am on her Substack, and this year's this month's tutorial is finishing the Stitch It Angels.
Oh,
so I'm excited.
So
yeah, it was
very
like
timely.
It was really timely. So I texted her and I was like, I sent her a screenshot of the newsletter and I was like, I'm freaking out because I just finished the Wizard of Oz set. So she was
yay. Subscribe to her Substack too. Stockpiling all of the finishing articles from everyone's her and the finishing fairy so that I can do some fun things.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I mean, I'm not excited about finishing myself, but I'm excited for them to be finished and they'll be looking cute. So,
you know, whatever. There is something, I know you had most of the year been on not finishing your self-train, but there is something to be said about like the satisfaction of doing the whole thing from start to finish and then being like, because you're not just like, I made that as in like I stitched that, you're like, I made that
it.
Made that the whole thing me, and then you don't have to wait for it to get shipped back or picked up. Like once it's done, it's done.
I mean, to be honest, like a lot of this is because I want to like save some money. So, which is like completely, I think, like why most people finish their own stuff. So, it is what it is. But
and have a hefty price tag.
I am still on the train of I'm not going to finish anything that I have no business finishing. So I don't really care to learn stand-ups. I don't want to learn how to finish my daughter's stocking. It's fine. It's fine. You know, that kind of stuff I'm okay with. But like ornaments, like, come on, I can do those.
Yeah. Yeah. We are coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the day that I was randomly at Walmart and decided to buy a sewing machine so that I could try and learn how to sew the finish pillows.
Yeah.
Still haven't stitched a pillow, sewing machine's still in the box. So 2026 goal, learn to use the sewing machine.
There you go. And you know what?
Finish
you
can the learn, pillows.
You can do some embroidering too.
Oh, it doesn't have an embroiderer.
Oh.
I just got a very basic sewing machine.
Got it.
But now I would love to have an embroidery machine because I'm like, I could do so many things if I had this.
I know. And I really want my, like, my stuff to be embroidered on the back.
Same.
Which I'm not going to worry about with the Wizard of Oz set because each one of them doesn't need to be embroidered. And I would kind of panic trying to get them centered with using this yellow brick road fabric. So I'm not going to worry about that. But I do have a friend here locally that does it for me. So I'm lucky that I have
her. That's cute.
Yeah.
When I have space, a house that has space to have a whole craft room, maybe I'll get an embroidery machine. Because right now I'm just like, I'm in my hybrid like office for like my job and also all my needlepoint stuff. And it's getting crowded in here.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm in my kitchen right now and I can't show everybody my dining room right now because my dining room table has exploded with my needlepoint and my mom's because she's helping me with the baby. So when she comes over for some days during the week, we just spread out needlepoint. So
I love it.
Not looking great.
That is the like being overcrowded and space is another reason why I like the like batch method for finishing of like whatever step you're on, because like if you're doing it one at a time and then you need to like clean up. Mm-hmm. Then you have to take everything back out again. But like, if I'm pulling out my Cricut to cut mat board, I'm cutting as much as I can at one time. Or even like cording, if I'm going to stand there and be like measuring strands, twisting, it's like so much better to get it out of the way.
Yeah, that's what's going to have to happen. And I have a Cricut, so I've done the mat board thing, but I did it just incorrectly. So I've got to get that process down because I do not like cutting mat board with scissors or an X-Acto knife. So I'm just going to have to learn the process. I got to figure it out. I'm a smart woman. I can do it.
It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
I know. But do you do it with like odd shapes?
Yep.
Yeah.
So what I do with the odd shapes, and I think I actually saw this on Lita's TikTok actually, scan the odd shape.
Yeah.
Like make a copy. I think I have to like make a copy of the canvas, cut out the odd shape. Cause if you try and just make a copy and cut it, like, I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. Like I don't have Photoshop or anything like that. So
Like, that's crop, what I was trying to do.
Crop an odd shape. But if you make a copy of it, so you have a paper copy, cut out the shape on the paper and then I scan it in. Cause I have a scanner. Scan it in, and then if you drop the scan version, because it saves like a transparent background, it'll mostly drop into the Cricut app with just the shape that you need, not like a border around it. So that is how I've been doing odd shapes.
I need to. Okay, well, that doesn't sound too hard. I have a scanner too, so. Oh geez, Louise, fun times.
I feel like now so much to get done by the end of the year, though, because like I got to finish stitching these two ornaments at least. And then I want to finish as much as my finishing pile as I can.
To have them on the tree.
Done, have them on the tree. So I'm going to have to kind of prioritize a little bit differently. And I might have to leave some things in with purgatory going into the new year.
I did okay this year. I did both the kids' ornaments. And those are ready. They're at the stitching box, ready to be picked. Or actually, my mom got them yesterday. She picked them up from the stitching box yesterday. They look amazing. But since I will have my daughter's stocking this year, I'm trying to get as much stuff done like in advance of next Christmas. So like I have these two little Alexa bears for the kids, little boy and a little girl.
So cute.
So I'm so glad I took that out. We can talk about that too.
Oh yeah, we should talk about this. Like, we've gotten on a tangent that was kind of our topic for today.
Yeah, it was.
while we're showing the bear, let's
okay,
talk about it.
Okay, so I'll talk about it. Okay, so I don't know, if y'all look at the boy bear right here, he's got some shading on his face. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, that's two different browns, no problem. So I did the light colored brown that's on his forehead. And then the rest of the dark face, I did a much darker, like chocolate brown. And I didn't like it at first. And I was like, oh no, I don't really like this. So I did a poll on Instagram and said, do these browns contrast too much? And actually the result was no, they look fine. So, and I asked my mom, which my mom's choice is like be all end all, whatever she says goes. And so she was like, no, it's fine. It's supposed to be a toy. And I was like, okay, but literally could not sleep. And was like, that looks terrible. So I woke up the next day, looked at it again, and I was like, I can't live with it like this. So I took out the dark brown and just did one shade of its face, of her face. So I will post a picture of how it looked before, and then everyone can see. But that like brings to question, you know, is it always worth ripping out stuff that you have that you may not think is like perfect versus, so I'd be really careful with ripping out this because I had beading thread, I had the road circles on her cheeks, I had other things. So it was real, I'd be really careful with ripping things out. And that took so much time. It took like an entire day's worth of stitching out because I had to frog the thread that I didn't like. So I don't know. And then with the Wizard of Oz scarecrow, I'm talking a lot. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Tell us everything.
You can see he has a different shade right here on his pants. And I noticed that. And I talked to my mom about it, of course. And I was like, what do you think? And she was like, no, I wouldn't rip that out. It's totally fine. And then, so I can see it, but it doesn't bother me that much to where I would have had to take out a good bit of the scarecrow and start over, even though these took me like a couple days to finish each, but I was just like, eh, I don't really care. It's fine. He's a scarecrow. He's in the sun, you know?
Right. Well, right. Cause a scarecrow could have like
faded pants.
Again, to use your point, he's in the sun, or they could have been, his pants could have been sewn from like different colored scraps.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's not abnormal, but on the bear, like I get it because it's for your kids. Like, you want it to be more of like a keepsake. And like I actually did the same thing on my daughter's ornament. So this is going to be so hard to see on here, even in a picture. But the arms right here, I had originally had them in a different shade of blue, and it just like really blended too much with the light blue in the dress. And it was personally driving me crazy.
Yes. Yes.
So I was like, oh, I have to rip it out and put a different blue. It's still pretty close, but like when you're looking at the ornament, like really close, you can see the difference and like the outline of the arms. Cause I was just like, I don't want her hands just like right here.
Yeah.
And that was a personal thing. I was staring at it. I feel like I did that with something else recently, and I honestly can't remember what ornament that was. But one that I'm working on that I'm like thinking I'm not gonna frog is I've been working on the Grand and Lane What Like It's Hard, and I really want to be done with this because I love it and I want to put it like in the little scallop frame in my office. But I started using reflections. No. Yeah.
Radiance?
No, not Radiance. I think it's Reflections.
Krennic?
No. What's that new Tilly Thomas one that's like, it is Reflections, isn't it? That I probably have it in my bag. The new Tilly Thomas one that's like essentials but with sparkle in it.
I don't know.
Hold on. Now I'm gonna lose my mind trying to remember because I think I'm right, but I also could be totally wrong. Reflections. This.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good on you.
I hate it.
Oh.
I hate it.
Okay.
It looks good, but it is very hard to stitch with. It's giving me PTSD from stitching with Stardust, which is so hard to pull through. And It's hard to stitch with. I'm not even gonna like put this up really close because some of my stitching is like lumpy.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed that my stitching is kind of lumpy. And I've like put this project to the side because I just don't wanna use this. But I had also like, I've done so much of it already that it feels like so much to rip out. And I'm kind of like, since it's
Yeah.
just for me in my
Yeah, is it
office,
really gonna
I
be?
don't really think it matters that much. If this was like an ornament that I was maybe gonna put on my tree, but like I want this as like decor on my desk, like a cutesy little reminder to myself, like
Yeah.
I don't, you know? And so with that, I don't, I'm like,
But
with the
playing devil's
time.
advocate, you can like listen to that message and like, what? Like, it's hard to rip it
I
out.
know. Ugh. But it's so much rock.
I know.
And like, I don't know, but like now, okay, I admittedly haven't even taken this out of my project bag in a while because I've been stitching other things. And now that I'm looking at it while we're sitting here on this call, I'm like, maybe I am gonna rip it out because even though it is just for me, like some of this stitching is really lumpy because the reflection's just so hard to pull through. And even if you're twisting and, you know, using a laying tool, like it's still just kind of lumpy. So now this might be a bad example because I sit here staring at this and I'm like, oh, the
No, that
perfectionist in
happens.
me is gonna like, this is gonna probably drive me crazy. So this might have to go to WIP purgatory until 2026.
Well, until we meet again, what like it's hard. I will say, speaking of like things that you just like don't like, so I did this stitch style Christmas train. My
So
son is
cute.
obsessed with the Polar Express, so this is his retroactive third Christmas ornament. He does have a third Christmas piece that I got him, but it's not an ornament. It's a ship in a bottle stand up, and it's just, I want to start
Yes.
taking a picture with the kids holding their ornaments every year.
Oh,
So
that's so cute. Yes, I need to
yeah,
do that.
I think so I'm gonna start using, like, I'm gonna make this his third Christmas ornament. Anyway, so I follow the stitch guide because I love stitch styles, Jenny's stitch guides. But this guy right here called for a skip tent variation, and I stitched about half the sky and was like, I really don't like this. I don't like it. I don't think it's supposed to look like this. Ripped it all out, did it again about a fourth of the way through, and was like, oh, I didn't mess it up. I just don't like the way it looks. So I ripped it out again and then just did my go-to skip tent or skip, yeah, skip tent stitch. I have that on like almost every piece I do. So, you know, following a stitch guide, just like personal choice, personal, you know, preference, do what you want to do with needlepoint, because I feel like if you do want something years and you look at it years down the road and you're like, I wish I fixed that because I don't like it. And I know that would have happened with those bears. And I'm so glad that I took that out.
I'm in terms of like pulling out stitches, I'm more apt to pull something out and start it over if I don't like how the stitch looks. Coloring, if it's like not that noticeable, like the shade of the fiber, I'm less like, I'll be like, I'll just deal with it. But like the actual stitches, like
Yeah, I don't know what it
that
was.
bothers me more than like a shading of a color.
I've done a skip tent variation. I don't know what the problem was. I don't know if I was doing it wrong. I have no idea, but I just couldn't take it. So I ripped it all out, and it was a lot of silk lamé down the drain.
Oh
But, you
no.
know, that's also something that drives me crazy, because when you think about ripping it out and I like stare at the pile of like fuzz that I've ripped out, I'm like, that's just dollars just hanging out on my
Is.
table. And I'm just like, oh man. But
It really
also, and but
is.
it's also okay to just leave it be, like I did the scarecrow, because it's just like, is it that big of a deal? No. Even though I did the scarecrow in like all DMC. So, like, who cares? But, you know, it is what it is, you know, it's just personal preference.
It's personal preference, and it's literally like depends on how I'm feeling at the time. It is
Yes.
like purely based on vibes. There's no like rhyme or reason usually to why I'm like leaving something or pulling it out. I feel like it's just, it's how much is
There
it gonna
was,
annoy me in the
Yeah, like, there's definitely a reason why I ripped out that bear's face.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just like, how much is it going to annoy me? It's really,
I was
like,
really surprised. I think my mom was trying to like save my mental health because she was like, it's really fine. It's a toy. It's, you know, it's supposed to look, you know, kind of worn. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And I was like, there's beading thread underneath it. There's the, you know, I'm going to have to worry. It'll take so long. And she was like, then don't worry about it. And then literally that night I was like, it looked so bad as I was like trying to go to sleep. So
I was actually impressed that you're beading as you go.
I usually bead first because I anchor the beading thread and then I like to stitch over the beading thread so it's really anchored. I know you're technically, I think the rules are you're supposed to be last, but I don't.
No, I know. I see everyone do it differently. I typically save it for last, and then that's mostly out of like because it's the hardest.
How do you anchor your beading thread? Just like a normal thread. It's so slippery though. See, that would terrify me.
I mean, I'll do it like multiple.
Yeah.
I'll do it like twice through or something. Mm-hmm. I honestly probably wouldn't even know. I mean, I know there's videos. I just haven't practiced anchoring beading thread without it being like the last thing that I'm doing.
I've taken a couple classes and the way that one teacher taught, I like it. So it makes me feel like the beads are secure.
Well, maybe you'll have to drop us a tutorial on anchoring beading thread.
It's been a while since I took that class and I'm a little worried that I'm still doing it and I'm doing it kind of wrong, but I'm happy. I mean, I'll show everybody what works for me. I like to have my beading thread completely anchored. So I bead usually like first and then I can stitch over the beading thread. So it's really, really anchored.
Yeah, part of me is like, oh, it's the last thing. It feels like the last finishing touches. And it's usually like the most time consuming. So like saving it till the end. It's just like how my brain works. And then also to the point of like, what if you have to tear some of your stitching out? Like,
well, to be fair to myself, I did actually, when I was taking out this guy, there was beading thread all here and I did snip the beading thread and I do like one beading thread. I take it. I mean, it's like a yard long and I stitch all over the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be really careful and I like found where it was longest and then tied it off. And then I had to redo some of the beads. So I will admit that, but I was very careful with the bear because her entire, all of those little poinsettias are beaded.
I love it so much.
So, I was very careful. So I started the beading thread right here on her muzzle and then it goes all over. So I just had to be really careful, like right down here.
Yeah.
So I probably do a stuff wrong. And you know me, I'm a stickler for the needlepoint rule. So I'm
you like, really are.
I'm like outing myself, but whatever.
I mean, to me, it's also one of those things. I love how novels and needlework, Jessica does it. She usually saves like till she has a bunch of projects that she needs to beat at once and then busts out her stand. And at least this is what I've gathered from what she's posted on Instagram. And like, does a bunch of beading at once. And to me, that's kind of one of those similar things, like doing a bunch of like making a bunch of map board cookies is like,
yeah,
it's that I'm like, gonna you have need, to. You need the stand, you need the tools and all the different tools. And it's like, bring it out at once and get a bunch of it done. But I don't usually have that many projects that I'm like beading at a time. So.
I mean, you know me, I love beads. So the biggest project I will bead coming up is my son's Statue of Liberty that I showed you. It's, you know, it's huge and I want to bead the entire Statue of Liberty.
I cannot believe you're
like
doing that.
Kind of crazy, but I think she'll be phenomenal if I do.
I mean,
it.
It'll look so cool. Yeah. Like it's going to look so good, but at what cost?
Listen, it's, you know what? I beaded a ton of that, tree topper last year, that Whimsy and Grace tree topper. That thing was completely beaded in the front. So, but there was a lot of exposed canvas, which kind of I'm a little regretful about, but it's beautiful. I'm excited to have it on the tree. So it's beautiful.
Snowy
I'm
and
say,
sparkly.
It's fine, but
no, I think that theme fits it. I have a couple pieces that I want to do some like backgrounds that have beads on them. I just like, I know I said it earlier that I've been in a stitching rut, but I haven't been in a shopping rut. I've had the Shopees.
Oh, me
I'm
neither.
still buying canvases as if I'm not in a stitching rut.
I have officially entered the, and I did it a lot earlier last year, but this year I'm officially in my no more canvases until I'm going to try to make it to Memorial Day.
Maybe after I
I've
don't
got
know.
so much I have to stitch. I can't even think about
I
my
mean, I
stash.
buy canvases as if I'm stitching one whole piece a day. Like
I
it's
know.
asinine.
I know.
I need to like I need to come up with a plan. Part of me wants to go like after I get the things that I need to get done the rest of this year in terms of like the Elsa, the Darth Vader, the rest of my finishing, like what's my like plan of attack for my whips to try and figure out how I'm gonna like stitch more next year, like just like get through more of my stash next year. But part of me is like, okay, let me start and stitch all of my things that are 13 mesh because it'll go by quicker and then I'll feel like I'll
There you
feel
go.
more accomplished. But then I'll only be left with 18 mesh to choose from in my stash. Part of me, the other part of me kind of wants to be like, okay, I'm gonna start tackling like everything that is just Christmas, or kind of like go by theme so I can like get some
Yeah, you
ahead,
might get really sick of
but I'm gonna get
Christmas,
bored.
though.
I know.
Yeah,
I
I'm
do want to do
so over
some,
Christmas
but
right now, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, I'm over it.
oh, see, I haven't started stitching any Christmas yet.
That's
So
like all I've been doing this year because I had to catch up. I had to get the Squatty Santas done. I had to get like the ornaments done. So, I mean, I'm of course champagne problems. I have to stitch for my children. Gross.
right.
But,
Ugh.
you know.
See, I've done no Christmas yet. So I think maybe once I get these things done, I might switch. I might leave a couple of my whips in whip purgatory till next year and start stitching Christmas.
I will say
And
one of my rules last year, I stitched. So let's say like I wanted to start the Christmas train. I would stitch the Christmas train, and then before I grabbed something that was new or hadn't been stitched yet, I finished a whip, and then I did that for a couple months. It didn't last long because I didn't stitch a lot at the beginning of this year, but
yeah.
that's, you know, it kind of helps.
Yeah. Me saying I'm about to stitch Christmas, even though we had a whole realization earlier that neither of us have been into seasonal stitching. But now I'm like, I actually stitch so much non-Christmas that I feel like my tree is going to be lacking, like I'll have plenty of ornaments,
Right,
but
but they're
they
not
are
necessarily
not
like
like
holiday.
actual Christmas holiday. And I feel like I need more actual Christmas, like
That's understandable
themed.
now that you say it. I was just like running through my head what my son's ornaments are, and one's like his shoe, like a little baby boy shoe. That was his first one, the dog. I mean, this is a Christmas train, so there's that. And then a penguin family, which I guess is
Right.
Christmas, but it's more like winter. And then this year, well, the little drummer boy. Okay, that's Christmas. But now that you mention it, I'm kind of in the same boat. There's not a whole lot of like, yeah, now that you mention it, that's so funny. I'll have to like go through and look.
It's less actual, it's more things, or like, you know, for our kids, we're stitching like their
Stuff that they
interests
like.
that year.
That's
So
so
it's
funny
not a
now that
lot
you
of
mention it.
Christmas. And I do really want to get to my LaPointe Christmas Village pieces so that I can start getting those finished and like have
Those are
them.
13 mesh. That's
I know
quick.
they're gonna go by quick.
Yeah. Do you think you'll, I think we talked about this. Do you think you'll follow a stitch guide or do you think you'll just basket weave?
I think I'm just gonna basket weave those because, and maybe on some, just depending on what it is, maybe like add like a ribbon bow somewhere here or there in like a window or whatever. But I think I'm just gonna basket weave because honestly, like those pieces are so gorgeous and like I think the colors are so gorgeous that like that kind of speaks for itself. And then if I just basket weave them, like they will all look consistent and then like the village will look consistent and cohesive, like when it's displayed, as opposed to if you do a ton of decorative stitches, like they could
One
be
could
like
look kind
mix
of,
and match, could give off like a different vibe. So I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna basket weave those aside from the like occasional embellishment, you know, pop some
there you
beads,
go.
some ribbons,
Some
pop,
sequins.
replace with some sparkle a little bit, like,
There you go.
you know, but just basket weave.
That's understandable. I honestly, I'm not gonna lie, a lot of my daughter's stocking is gonna be basket weave. And I just, that's just how it is.
I think
Sorry.
that's totally fine.
I'm gonna do a lot of velvet, a lot of sparkle, like you said. I'm probably not even gonna put beads on it because I want it to last for years and years and years. And I think with stockings, with kids, you know, touching them, there's a lot of like normal wear and tear on stockings that I want it to be longer lasting. And a lot of it's gonna be basket weaved. I would probably say like 75% of it's gonna be basket weaved. Like Santa's coat, we'll have a decorative stitch, and I have the same stitch I always use for Santa's beards. It's the double Parisian. I swear by it. It's my favorite Santa beard stitch. It looks like a clean beard, but it's still decorative, but it's still like it can last a long time. Can't be doing a lot of satin stitches, you know. It's just like you want it to be long lasting, like for decades.
And basket weave will be durable.
Yeah. That's
It's
a
gonna
good
be,
plan.
yeah, such the endeavors we have going on.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm so nervous about the stocking. I have to get her name painted on it. And then I also have a Kelly Clark nativity that I want to do start on. I just have a lot that I need to like. I have to do my son's first day of school little flag because he'll be going to big school next year.
Yeah, I
So there's
missed
just like a
that
lot.
boat.
Like I have like a I made a needlepoint to-do list the other day when I was bored at work, and it was just so enlightening of what I need to get going on. So the stocking I'm hoping to have done by Memorial Day.
You can do it.
We'll see.
I know. I feel like I'm constantly changing my mood or what I want view as like my priority stitching at the time.
Yeah.
And it's like constantly changing, and I just need to pick something and stick to it. And then like with these two, they should have been done already. But like I was trying to do
Well,
them in secret, and then I accidentally
yeah.
exposed this to my husband, and I was like, well, I guess I can work on this now. But I was like trying to do them secretly.
Yeah.
And then if I'm stitching in front of my daughter, I'm not gonna work on the Elsa. Like, and that makes it harder if you're trying to do things secretly because you just don't have as much time to be
See,
hidden
boo-hoo for you. You
stitching.
work from home. I'm telling you, I could just do that at work. Just kidding.
I mean, yes,
I'm
I
kidding. I'm
do
kidding.
during listening meetings, but none
Yeah,
other, I
I'm
don't,
kidding.
I'm not, not, no other times,
That's
guys.
also something that's going to help me because I'm going to do the stocking at home only, but like I'm going to be able to take smaller projects to work. And so, like, have like a little bit of a cleanser
A
from the
break, yes.
stocking.
You have to
Yeah.
do that. You have to do that. Well, it's gonna look so good. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
I really want to do stockings, but I feel like I need to kind of pick them all out ahead of time to make sure they go together
Yes,
before
that
I
was one of my
commit.
things. It had to be consistent, and my son's is Rebecca Wood, so I had to have Rebecca Wood for my daughter, and then Santa is very prominent in his, so hers as well. So it's they're consistent with that. I really wanted that. Her name will be his name is block font on his stocking, and hers will be script, so that'll be the same or different, but other than that, they're very consistent because I like that consistent look too.
For something like that, that is year over year and prominent. I want it to be like I don't want like too many clashing colors, patterns, etc.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we got our work cut out for us, it sounds like.
I know we need to next time we record, hopefully we've made some progress on our end of year things that we're trying to wrap up, like
Yes,
our
fingers
finishing, and we
crossed.
can share it.
I mean, my husband's taking the kids to the mountains this Saturday before Thanksgiving, and I can't go up there until Thanksgiving morning. So sad. I will have a few days to myself. So I think
My
I'm going to try to get some
gosh.
finishing done. I know. I'm just not going to know what to do with myself to finish, and stitch.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna have to not sleep. It's really
Good luck with
there's so
that.
many things now. Like, we've got like the, now that my daughter's in kindergarten, like there's so many more days off school and things that like Thanksgiving break and then winter break and all the things. And there's just You know, obviously less time, but I'll make it work.
It'll be good. We'll make it work.
I thrive on a deadline, a tight turnaround that even if I implement it on myself. And if I say I want to finish these by the end of the year, they will be finished by the end of the year, even if it is on December 31st.
Hey, I don't have plans for New Year's Eve. I never have plans for New Year's Eve. I can't stand New Year's Eve.
No.
I'm in bed.
My couch. Well, on that note, I actually do have to go do school pickup. So
fair enough.
This has been great.
Baby sleeping. I know, this has been good.
Baby's been sleeping for a long time. Good for you.
I'm so
happy for you.
Finally sleeping.
So happy for you.
Well, enjoy school pickup. Try to get some stitches done if you have to sit in the line.
Oh no, we're walkers, so I cannot stitch in car line. So, but I can get some exercise.
Good for you. Good for you, friend.
All right. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.